Hey, everybody, it's Kruk and Kipe on Baseball, and it's Pittsburgh. Giants here for a series against the Pirates, and we're going to talk about PNC Park, about something that happened here a week ago. We're going to do that when we come back. Well, Kipe, I was having a conversation back in San Francisco around the batting cage when the pitchers were hitting. Bumgarner and Pomeranz and Rodriguez and Holland, and they were all in agreement with one thing.
The ball's juiced.
The ball's juiced.
Ah, yes! Did Bumgarner, we talk about this beforehand?
No. No.
The ball's juiced.
No, but Bumgarner's saying, look, I just got through signing a dozen balls from the 2014 World Series. So I'm picking up these balls, and I'm signing my autograph to them. And as I'm picking them up, I'm thinking, these were the balls that were used in the World Series. It had the World Series stamp on it.
Yeah.
So these weren't like, you know, autograph-only balls. These were going to be in the World Series. He goes, and I'm picking these things up. He goes, and I can squeeze them. You know, they're a little softer than what we've been throwing. So he says, I went over and I got a couple new balls that we have, and I picked them up. He goes, they're like billiard balls. And he goes, how about the other night when the Padres were playing the Giants, and this is like about 5-6 days ago, and they had that Francisco Mejia. He's a little catcher,
yeah.
5'8".
Opposite field.
In an 0-2 count.
Levi.
And his hand came off the bat. It hits off the wall in right field, almost goes out.
Levi's
well, we know right-handers can't hit balls out to right field. It very seldom happens. Well, certainly not, you know, little 5'8" catchers.
Why am I not shocked that pitchers are saying this?
Well, here's another thing, and we're talking about Pittsburgh. Last week, Cincinnati Reds come into play the Pirates, and they got a guy named Dietrich who's a big, tall drink of water.
Derek Dietrich, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got
second baseman. Not a guy that's hit more than probably 15.
Well, he hits a ball into the Allegheny or the Monongahela?
Could have been all three of them he hit so far.
Or was it the Ohio?
1-0 pitch. Swung on. That's tattooed. This is a 2-1 ball game, Cincinnati, as Derek Dietrich hit it way out of here to right center field.
Might be in the river.
Bottom line is he hit one in the river.
That's right.
That's a big deal when you do that.
It is a big deal.
Well, guess what?
So it's never going to happen again.
He did it again.
And the pitch is swung on, and that ball is hit well back into right center field, and he has homered again. Derek Dietrich with two home runs this afternoon.
I rest my case. The ball is juiced.
So if you're an offensive guy and you're not buying this theory at all, they're going to say to that group of pitchers, well, keep the ball down. Although I did see one of the balls that Dietrich hit. It was down.
Yeah.
He unloaded on it.
Yes. When we were playing, it was a whole different set of stadiums. And now, for the most part, all these new stadiums that have been built from 93 all the way till, you know, they're still building them. Actually, there's one being built in Arlington now. But all these new ballparks are starting to settle in. They got a little history to them. They're all, you know, 15, 25, 30 years old. And now they're starting to have the same type of personality that the old ballparks had. Because now you can go up there and we could go to Toronto and say, yeah, that's where Bonds hit one.
Right.
Or we can go to Baltimore, to Camden Yards, and you can say, yeah, Bonds hit one over there. You know, I mean, I think that's really a cool thing about
it is.
Ballparks. And now it's happening again to this new set of ballparks.
Yeah, well, I mean, greatest thing in the world is ballparks that are built on a river or an ocean or a pond or whatever, and you can hit the ball in the water. Pittsburgh, it hardly ever happens. And in Cincinnati, I don't think it has happened.
I think it's like two hopped into the pond,
yeah.
Into the Ohio River.
But it's something to aim at. And you're right, with the new parks, you can say, well, you're right, this guy hit one there, this guy hit one there. And I'm wondering if those balls that were hit very far on those occasions, if all the pitchers thought that the balls were harder.
I think it's across the board they think it's harder. It's Kruk and Kipe on Baseball. In fact, I think it's harder.
Enjoy the ballgame.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.